This is Dick Radke from the Meadowood Life Stories Writing Group, and I'll be reading about getting away with it. It was all my pal Jerry Sazama's idea. We were sitting on his front porch that morning with nothing to do. I got up and started flinging a tennis ball against the stoop. Jerry played solitaire with a deck that was 2 cards short of hole. Then his right hand shot up, a sure sign that he's received an idea from out of the blue. Jerry was famous in the neighborhood for getting these epiphanies. In the years to come, he would propose our first scuba diving experience with equipment that we'd rented from the gas station on 35th and Burnham. He'd suggest our first airplane ride in a Piper Cub out at the Waukesha County Airport, and our long-distance swims across various lakes in southeastern Wisconsin. Today's adventure was closer to home. I was an innocent lad of about 16 years. Jerry was a year older. "Let's go downtown to the Empress and take in the show," he proposed as he riffled the cards and slipped them back into their box. "I read where Blaze Fury is in town for the next 3 days." The Empress, the only theater in the city featuring live burlesque entertainment. A venue that fired the imagination of teenage boys to white hot. What I wouldn't give to be in the auditorium when Blaze Fury took the stage. "Oh, they'd never let me in," I whined. "You gotta be 18. It was true. The ads all warned underage kids to stay away, and I looked like a gull-darn 12-year-old. Throughout childhood, I'd been taken for a boy years younger than my actual age. The rooster tail of hair at the back of my head refused to be tamed. Whiskers had yet to appear on my chin. And my body was right out of the before picture in one of those ads for the Charles Atlas Dynamic Tension Fitness System. But Jerry was adamant. "Dad, it's just for looks," he insisted. "They'll take your money as quick as anybody else's." Well, Jerry being an accomplished salesman, I soon found myself on the number 26 bus heading for downtown and listening to Jerry describe in great detail the various moves we might expect to see from Ms. Blaze Fury. As he spoke, I imagined the chagrin I was about to endure after being turned away at the Empress door. In pursuing our adventures beyond the realm of our parents' approval, it's important to note that we needed not only to carry out the act, but to get away with it as well. Setting fire to Old Man Torgerson's garbage can, for example, could only be considered successful if nobody figured out who had done it. So there we were. We ambled up to the Empress ticket booth as though we were old hands at the theater. "No seating during the performance," a heavy set fellow with a cigar clenched between his teeth warned. We handed over our dollars, and he favored us with ticket stubs in return. To my great astonishment, there was no challenge to my age.
"When the curtains pull back," he said, "you can go in."
The curtains did open some moments later, and we went into the auditorium. The house lights dimmed. A disembodied voice boomed,
"Ladies and gentlemen, let's give a sincere Empress welcome to Miss Felicity Fandango."
A spotlight shined on a woman in high heels and a flowing robe. The robe was discarded in quick order, and we were left to gape at what could only be described as pulchritude. It was like a dream in which I passed the gates of adolescence and entered into the world of manhood. Miss Felicity Fandango was followed on the stage by a comic skit in which two rather seedy gents in grubby clown outfits compared their privates to a variety of comestibles, including bananas, sausages, and German rye breads. Then, the featured performance of the show, Miss Blaze Fury. She strutted onto the stage like a movie star, all sequins and bangles and beads. The highlight of her act was when she twirled tassels on each of her boobs, first one way, then another, and then in opposite directions. As the song from the Broadway hit musical Oklahoma reports, "And then she started dancing, and dancing made me feel that every single thing she had was absolutely real." Like that. She went about as far as she could go. Well, those tassels invaded my dreams for weeks thereafter. Nobody came to our door to arrest me for slithering into the Empress Theater prior to my 18th birthday. And my mother never found out about my foray into adult entertainment. I had gotten away with it.